All right, folks, welcome back to another edition. As always, we got the big man. We got Vince. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good. Back on our regular schedule. I know Vince probably a little tired right now, but this is where I like to live. Night owl myself. I know Tom's the same way, so I'm doing really good.
I am hanging in there, you know, a little bit tired, a full day of work, you know, being out there with the people. And we had the hockey playoffs tonight. The boys had a early exit, didn't make it to the championship game. But what are you going to do? Secretly, I'm glad to be home earlier, to be honest with you. But
I'm doing great. I feel like a million bucks, Vince. I'll tell you what. I don't know if we could ever do a Saturday morning pod like that again. That was rough.
I've watched that pod like every day this week. I thought it was some of our best work.
It was. I mean, it was good. It was just with our
schedule. You guys have those like morning voices though. Like it was obvious. Like we didn't have to tell anyone it was early. Like you guys have those like distinctive morning voices.
Yeah.
I just have mine at like 4 a.m.
I mean, typically like I usually don't get out like 30 words before like 10 a.m. I mean, I'm not a big morning guy at all.
I'm not a big word guy myself. I don't think I do 30 words during the day.
Yeah. And like I was only probably a half a cup coffee in. This is just much more, you know, this is my Friday. We're back on schedule here. Like Rob.
So speaking of a time and mornings, what is your guys' take on what's going to happen this weekend with Sunday springing ahead?
I'm looking forward to it a lot because for some reason, my kids in the last like 3 weeks, they've been getting up like 45 minutes earlier, which has been, again, with the schedule, I'm usually not to sleep till like 1:15 ish. So it's been a rough couple weeks, but in that going back to last Saturday's pod, it was just like, it was brutal. But anyways, I don't mind it. I kind of like it. That way we'll get, you know, a little bit more daylight. I'm all for it. That means golf season's right around the corner too.
And I have to laugh because like every year in the spring, Shelly's always like, oh, the worst day ever, longest day ever. And it's like, it happens every year. It's just one day. Now, when you have like real young kids, I feel like those are hard when they're like still napping and everything.
Yeah.
But like, and granted, like she does a lot of work on like Sundays, like meal prepping and those things. I understand that she has, you know, one less work hour, I guess, on the weekend or whatever. But you just got to buck up. You got to be, you know, just got to face the day and get it over with.
So here's a question. With that statement, do you think Shelly listens to this or do you think she doesn't?
Oh, yeah. She comments on things like either shortly after or the next day.
She's going to come home and say, face the day. Hey? Want me to face the day?
You can prep your own meals, damn it.
Speaking of meal prep, should we get into a little something here? It's part of my big secret, Rob.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's hear it.
Tom's been meal prepping. And Tom's been...
So hold on. We know your meals are sandwiches. Are you talking about you're just making sandwiches for your week for work? Or are you literally
No. I had something happen last week, not necessarily like an event. I had a thought and then things just this has been, you know, an ongoing thing since I blew my knee out. I haven't really been, you know, very active. I haven't been working out. Like to sum it up, I've been a huge POS for like the last 5 or 6 years. And it just, you know, it got to the point where I'm like, okay, well, I'm only going to be 38. I'm like, my body's falling apart. I'm not in great shape. I got to do something. And that's kind of what came over me. And so I put this game plan together and I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to do it. And especially with the shoulder and playing golf, I'm like, all right, this is what's going to happen. So the last, what's today? Friday? I mean, the last 5-6 days, I've been eating nothing but either chicken, rice, corn, you know. So I meal prep. What I was getting at is I meal prep. The first edition for this past week was burrito bowls. So went to Jewel, got a bunch of chicken thighs, you know, beans, corn, peppers, onions. So that's what I ate all week. no snacking from 7 to 11 like I normally do at work. I'm working out. I almost collapsed on, what was that, Sunday? It was bad.
For what? Like just your workout or just
57 flights of stairs.
Okay.
So yeah. Is that what you're doing stairs as your workout?
Well, stairs, running, just cardio in general.
And like a treadmill and stuff? Are you doing this?
We'll leave it at that. Let's go into detail.
All right.
I'm sweating. I'm moving. I'm working out. And this was essentially the first full week. And I can't tell you, my thighs and my little itty bitty calves are on fire. But I haven't felt this good in a long, long time. So
that's good.
Yeah. Appreciate it. But when you were talking about meal prepping, so tomorrow I get to indulge a little bit because it's Lily's pizza party.
Keep me all.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ham on some pizza. And then, you know, Sunday, I still got to figure out what this week's going to look like. I'm thinking Chinese, some type of, you know, maybe like a stir fry, but basically I'm going to be living on, you know, chicken and, you know, carbs and whatever else until, so I weighed myself the other day. I was like 227. My playing weight, I say that my normal weight is like 218, 215 is when I feel pretty good. When I feel really bad, I'm like over 230. And that's where I've been the last like couple years, just not good. So I'm trying to get back down to, you know, 210-ish. We'll see what happens, but I don't want to drag this on. I'm not that guy that talks about, I'm not going to shove it in your face about working out and all that shit. No. It's just something new and we're on to something and, you know, it's something to look forward to, especially with the golf season coming around. It could only help. So that's what that big surprise I was telling you.
I mean, that's just the first step there, man.
Yeah, for sure. I should share with you, Shelly, she subscribed to a few, but she stopped because she has a bunch of recipes, but like really good, like meal prepping recipes. Because, you know, at some point, just having like a meat and like a carb, those things like will get old and like redundant, but she's found like a bunch of different recipes that are just really good, like according to your like macronutrients. So I would definitely share those with you. And I always look forward to them. And she actually, last week, she baked her first own loaf of sourdough bread. And this thing is a labor of like just making the whole thing, but like it was worth it. So big, big props to her. And whoever is in there, sourdough is a better bread for you, I guess.
Yeah, Katie said that too. But I was going to say, you know, getting older, body breaking down, that's a great start. Today was my 1 week of the AG1. And I'm telling you right now, I haven't felt better than, I mean, it tastes terrible, but it just, I can't believe the energy and stuff I have from it. It's crazy.
That's the biggest, most noticeable thing that I've been aware of is my energy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, hey, the boys are trending upwards. It seems like we all are moving in the right direction. Also,
I just hope as you guys age, you just are as handsome as I am at the age that I am. So you guys just keep what you're doing. You're on the right track, and I'm proud of both of you. Attaboy.
Also, shout out Vince for throwing in that little compliment to kind of recoup what he had mentioned earlier. I like that. I appreciate that. To save yourself. Send those recipes over. I'm always laying in bed looking at Pinterest and all sorts of stuff. But also, anyways, let's talk some golf. Let's recap the API round two. Leaderboard is stacked. We got Shane Lowry. I think what, six are tied at 7 under. What are we thinking? Have we caught anything of it?
Yeah, I watched quite a bit of it. I had it on the other screen, just listening back. I always like it because of the whole, you know, obviously it's Arnold Palmer, obviously, you know, one of the greats. Always love when ESPN replays that commercial of him making the Arnold Palmer in the cafeteria. But no, it's good. I mean, it's playing tough. It's awesome that Lowry's in the lead because I think he was an exception, right? Wasn't he? Yeah, it was great. Tough. The course looks like it's playing tough. I mean, my guy Spieth had the cycle scorecard today. Was it six bogeys? What, four birdies or whatever it was in his bogey train yesterday? But yeah, it's been awesome to watch. I mean, it's got the top guys in it as usual, but some of the guys that missed the cut, I was surprised with. And but it's been entertaining for sure.
I have not seen very much of it yet, but I do, you know, this is one of the tournaments that I think Tom and I are talking about before, being Arnold Palmer's tournament. I always look forward to it each year. I just always miss him, you know, like on 18, especially like when Tiger won, he'd be there like ready to give him that big old handshake and everything. And just, you know, some of these tournaments, like I think it was last week. What was the name of the tournament last week or two weeks ago?
The Cognizant.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Honda, but like, you know, it loses that tradition. I know with just the name. So I'm glad this, you know, is still the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, I think, right? So keeping that in there. But, you know, having Scheffler, Harmon, Henley, Masuyama, Lowry, Zalatoris all right there, like it should be a good Saturday and Sunday for sure.
Yeah, same boat. Love the API. Haven't caught much of it, but to Vince's point, you know, when the big guy's out there with his big old paw shaking the champion on 18, it was always great to see. Arnie's like one of my top few guys. Like, I'm a Jack fan. I just don't really care for him a whole lot. Arnie's like, you know, the most likable guy out there that ever played, in my opinion. And to Vince's point, I don't think his tournament's going away anytime soon. I'm sure his foundation is carrying a lot of that weight, but. Yeah, it's a great tournament. Outside of the majors, it's got to be, for me, at least like a top two, top three tournament outside of majors. So,
yeah, I mean, they got this. It's a signature event, right? So,
yeah, and I got
a 69 out of there.
I'm watching the replay right now, so I'm hoping to catch a couple hours of this tonight. After we're done, I'll catch up on it. But definitely looking forward to the weekend. The leaderboard is very much a total 180 from what it was last week with, you know, all of the no names. But speaking of other golf, have we watched any of the second season of Full Swing?
Yeah, I got through, I'm through three episodes. I tried to start the fourth one last night, but I fell asleep with it. But, like within the first 10 minutes of the first episode, I thought it was 10 times better than the first season, to be honest with you. All the drama already with, you know, what's going on with Liv and everything. But yeah, it was good. So far, so good. Kind of feel bad for Rory when you see how everything plays out. I kind of don't want to spoil it for some people, but in those the three episodes that I did watch, it's like you kind of see where, you know, he did put everything in for the last 12 months to help the tour. And then all of a sudden, it's just kind of like they're all left behind and, you know, kept that in the dark with what's going on with the PIF and everything like that. So far it's been good. But the whole Joel Damon thing was like, I guess I didn't realize how bad that last year was for him. So it was interesting to see his point of view and what's going on and his caddy's point of view. You know, like you kind of forget that, you know, they have families too, and, you know, they make their living by how, you know, what the golfer does, obviously. So that was a interesting, you know, point of view, like I said. And then I totally forgot. And I thought, I mean, again, I've only watched three, but the Ricky episode was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Like, I totally forgot that he won the Rocket Mortgage. And like watching that replay again was like all the feels. Like, holy shit, that was awesome to see again. You know, like watching it for the first time. But I forgot, like, he was up there for the US Open. And I just like, I like how they do the storytelling, because they do it right. Right. They start you off and they start building you up. And then they got the payoff for each episode. But like I said, I think it's much well done this season than last season. I'm excited to get to the Ryder Cup episodes for sure. The other take I had to take from it was like, I didn't like DJ's interview in his episode. Like, I thought it was kind of, I don't know. I'm a big DJ fan, but I thought it was kind of dickish how he was like asked a question like, do you think those guys deserve, you know, any money or equity for staying? And he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, well, I kind of think they do. I mean, they're trying to keep their tour going. You're looking out for your family. They're looking out for theirs type deal thing. So either way, it's good TV. Opens up the eyes to the tour, to people that really don't, you know, pay attention to golf, hopefully brings more people into, you know, watching it. But so far, so good.
Good review there, Rob.
Yeah, no kidding. I have not seen any of it yet. I will. We just started watching. It was called Master of Air or something.
Oh, like yeah. That's what I told you about.
Apple TV. Oh, yeah. So it's outstanding. You know, Shelly really likes it as well. So I'm trying to watch some Ted Lasso and the Masters of Air as well. So
is your Apple subscription running out? Is that the deal? Is that what you're trying to get it all
in for? I have like a month or so left here. But oh,
okay.
But, you know, it's not crunch time yet, but we're getting there.
Got to get it in before that free trial expires. What is Masters of Air?
Oh, it's outstanding.
It's based on, what is it? It's based about World War, isn't it?
Right?
World War II. It's about the fighter pilots and everything. Yeah. It's pretty good. Apple TV.
That's why I haven't seen it.
I can give you my password. It's only good for another 4 weeks, but I'll share.
In terms of Full Swing, I left off right after Ricky went to Butch. And then I had to shut it down. But yeah, I will. So hand up accountability, because that's what we do on the show. I will agree with Rob. I might have been a little tough on Rory in the past, especially on the show. And to your point, I felt bad for him, because, you know, you kind of are seeing it from the outside. But I mean, he got in shame on Monahan in the tour for putting him in that position. But yeah. I mean, that the place he was in was kind of fucked up, and you know, he didn't ask to be the face of the tour. He was kind of pushed that way, and you know, it's, you know, again, I feel bad that I kind of gave him a hard time. But in general, the season's been great. I will agree, it started off pretty good.
I will have to say, I cannot stand Claude Harmon. I mean, he was he came off as such a tool. Like, to be honest with you, like, cashing receipts, that line pisses me off. It's just like,
yeah,
there was no reason that your guys want to live. Great. Leave it at that. They decided to take the money. They got paid well enough. Like, it is what it is. Like, it's like, there's no reason to, I mean, it was just, I could not stand every time he came on the camera, to be honest.
So know who was rubbing me kind of the wrong way early on? Was JT. Just the way
that he always rubbed it the wrong way.
Yeah, he just kind of, you know.
Did you see the part when he was at dinner?
Yeah, the meat toast. I actually thought that was pretty funny, because it was a, you know, obviously if the cameras aren't there, it doesn't look like that. It's you know, it's like a jab that you or I would throw at each other. You know, I thought it was pretty good. I didn't really mind the jab at Mito. I thought that was pretty funny, but just some of the things he says, his facial expressions, like, he just comes off as super entitled, like arrogant, whatever. I don't know. He was kind of rubbing me the wrong way early on. But you mentioned this, Rob. You mentioned the whole DJ thing, and then you mentioned the whole, you think guys should be paid for staying on tour. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think they should? I think they should get equity in the tour. I don't think they should get like a $100 million, you know, check like the guys that went to live. I think they should get equity in the tour like they're planning on doing. I think that's the right thing to do. I mean, they stayed to try to keep PGA the tour afloat. Like, they could all jump ship if they really wanted to.
Yeah, but I mean, so prior to the tour going to this, you know, for profit and guys getting equity, back in the day when it was non for profit, you think they still should have been paid for staying?
They weren't going to go anywhere,
right? But that's like, I mean, that's like, that's with anything. Like, would you expect your company to pay you out, or not pay you out, but to pay you a lump sum for just not taking a? Like, I guess I'm trying to think, like, why would the PGA Tour players, why do you think they deserve to get paid just for staying put with their employer?
Well, I think they should be, well, selfishly, I want them to get equity in it so that the PGA Tour stays PGA Tour, that we still have it, that we can watch it.
Yeah, like, I get that.
If the guys go, they, you know, those stars go, it gets worse and worse for us. And, you know, I don't want that to happen.
Correct. But that's,
but they also don't get paid like other sports players, like LeBron's contract or anybody in football or anything like that. They have, you know,
Right.
Their sport is different. So.
Right. Listen, I got no dog in this fight. I could care either way. I just sometimes find it crazy when people think that the players who didn't leave should be compensated, which is crazy to me. You know, you have a job just because you didn't leave. That I don't really understand that. If this new company wants to pay you more to come to them, that's on them. Why, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just found the whole concept, whenever it was talked about, I always found that to be a little bit entitled, so to speak. Like, you already make millions of dollars. Now you want them to pay you more for staying.
Yeah, I just guess it's that, to me, it's not like, I don't know, like, I think, like, basketball, right? The guaranteed money, they get their money. They could play like shit, but they're still getting paid, right? Like, they kind of, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I can see both.
Like, a yearly bonus for them, like, you know, around Christmas time, you get a little extra money.
Sure, right.
Pocket or something like that.
Right.
And as you can see it both ways, where, you know, these guys, you know, the people that are cut this week, they're not getting a paycheck. They paid a bunch of money to go and do the tournament, and, you know, that's the life you chose.
Sure.
They were rather saying, like, you know, LeBron, he may not even suit up against the Bucks right. today.
Right.
And he gets his paycheck still. Toenail ache, stuff like that.
I guess.
So I kind of see, like, you know, both parts of it. And, you know, they're someone who's not very, you know, high on the money rank on the PGA Tour, like, does PGA Tour really care if they stay? So not just give them extra money.
Sure.
But, you know, your superstars, you probably want to do some endorsement type things for them, or just something to kind of line their pockets, lose, say, hey, thanks for staying with us, which you hope that they would do. But they're probably shady as well. And they're like, well, as soon as we don't need you anymore, we don't need you, and you're gone.
Right. And who's not to say a lot of that was going on behind the scenes? I'm sure it was. You know, I'm sure people heard rumors of potential guys going over, and, you know, I'm sure there was some money handed under the table, let's just say. But I was just curious. Again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I just wanted to kind of understand your stance on that. But let's jump right in. Actually, reminder, early bird special. We have 1 week left of the early bird special for CGT registration. Save $50 on your 2024 registration. That ends next Friday. So get in there, get registered. Registers are flying in the door. It has been very good since registration opened up last Friday. And we'll jump right in to our...
Well, I touch base on the registration. I do enjoy this whole past week sitting, whether it be a meeting or designing or not, and then my watch goes off saying, you know, another registration. It's just like, I'm like, here we go. This is the season. Let's do this. So yep. It's been exciting to see all the guys, all the new guys, all the returning members. I've seen a lot of Woodridge guys, to be honest, in the last couple of days sign up too. So Vince, we got to find out who these guys are, to be honest with you.
I was big talking there for a while. Now they're all just moving into
You know what? I was telling, I text Tom earlier. I'm like, some of these Woodridge guys are doing the Southside tour. So I was like, okay, all right. All right, Tom is enjoying that one a little bit, I guess.
They know what's good for him.
Yeah.
And I kind of, Tom, did you kind of smile a little bit when Robert said, you know, he's at his design table there with his big box of 64 Crayola crayons and using the built-in sharpener? And
it's Prisma markers, man. Come on.
Prisma
markers. I forget what they are, actually. Jeez.
But let's jump right into the buy or sell. What did we like this week? What didn't we like? Who wants to start this one off?
I'll start this one off. I'm going to buy today's coverage with, I know I was telling you guys, I thought it was awesome when they had Smiley. Obviously, he's a, you know, every tournament commentator, but they had him on the side sitting at a table, you know, on, I forget what hole it was. And after Spieth round was done, he sat with them. And I mean, they talked for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes easily. And Spieth was giving his take on people's approach shots into the green, and then giving his, you know, thoughts on how the course is playing, like, you know, just for those golf junkies that really enjoy that stuff. And then after Spieth, Homa on his round came and sat down, and you know, Homa being Homa was quite funny, roasting some guys, roasting Harmon about his height and everything like that. So it was very enjoyable, to be honest with you, because like, you know, some of those guys can get a little, the commentators get kind of stale. Like I like Coach a lot on ESPN Plus. I like listening to him a lot, but like to see Spieth and Homa jump in, and it's not just an interview, it's like they're helping commentate too as well. It was great. So I'm buying that. I hope they do that more, to be honest with you.
Very nice. Vince, what did we like? What didn't we like? Have you sold in like the last 2 months, by the way?
Well, you know, I am selling. I'm gonna get serious here for a moment. We got some bad news at school today. One of our students, their mom, who had cancer and like wasn't really doing well, but now they're going into like hospice. Like we all have people we know that like have had cancer, battling it, and it just definitely sucks. Like we've known the family like outside of school as well, and like they had like 7 kids, like a big family, and just like always sucks. So you know, I know people out there have someone they know going through the same thing, and just kind of it's been bothering me like the whole day. And usually stuff doesn't bother me, you know, too much, but just kind of thinking about, you know, things I do with my kids, and now, you know, they're not going to have a mom to do some of that stuff with. So just always thinking about, you know, hear people in those situations, just, you know, your heart goes out to them. So selling today, cancer, that's for sure. So
it's a great sell. Fuck cancer. It's a great sell. I'm buying this week. I forgot how good they were because I don't really use them that often, but I'm buying my Apple AirPods. I know I sold Apple.
So you, yeah, okay. You bash Apple, and then
I bashed Apple for a different reason. This is one of their accessories. I forgot how good they were. Just the sound quality. They're just, you know, they got me through the week, to be honest. You know, I just been firing through episodes of Chasing Scratch and the Brilliantly Dumb, Bob to Sports, so forth and so on. When you're listening to something good, whether it's music or podcast, the workout flies by. So again, I can't even remember the last time I probably used them on a podcast here, but I don't really like doing it. But for working out, they're great. So that's my buy this week.
I don't have AirPods actually. I had some Beats headphones and they're no longer working. So now when I go to the gym, I just put my little podcast thing on, like not super loud, but just loud enough for me to hear it. So I'm like the old guy at the gym that doesn't have any AirPods. But if everyone else has them, why do I need to get a new pair?
So are you that guy that sits there too when you talk on the phone as a speaker? You put on speaker and you hold it out like this and you just start like talking?
Vince is the guy on the plane that talks on the phone on speaker, or you know,
top three.
Do you take your shoes off on the plane too and just sit there barefoot?
No. I'm against, like, when I see people in the airport like with their bare feet, I'm like, you're disgusting. Like, you're a grown man, you need shoes on with socks when you are in the airport.
Literally, you should be arrested if you go to the airport in sandals or you know, anything like that.
You should be on the flight report.
Correct.
The no fly list.
Yes. 1,000%. Speaking of the top three, let's jump right in. It is my top three this week. And I want to know your top three biggest fears. Go ahead there, Rob.
This is kind of hard. I was trying to think, like, I'm not saying I'm not scared of anything, obviously, but, or have fears of anything, but I think the three hole is heights to an extent, right? Like, we're driving in Ireland, like, driving on the opposite side of the road or driving up cliffs of Moher, that's not fun. That's like, once you start looking down, you're like, yeah, I'm not, that's not good. So I would have to put heights in the three hole. Two would be, if you're in a public restroom and you run out of toilet paper, like that's like, what are you going to do? Right. What are you going to do? I mean, it hasn't happened, thank God, but like, what are you going to do? Like,
take a sock off.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, that's like a big fear, right? You go in there and anyways, so that's number two. And number one, my greatest fear would have to be I send it to you guys because I'm not joking about it. I love Indiana Jones, but I hate snakes as well, just like Indiana Jones. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good list. I actually don't like bridges, which I did not put on my list. But that one bridge on like 355, I hate that one. And that one bridge on 55, like further south, probably past like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't drive super fast, but like it's pedal to metal on that.
What about the Skyway Bridge? Do you like the Skyway Bridge?
I hate that one too. That one, the Mackinac Island Bridge. I just hate all of these bridges.
This is fascinating because we have a group text of like six guys and I haven't really heard of this thing up until like 2 or 3 years ago, but I'm almost positive it's Hook and Bubba Hogan. They both like they can't do bridges. And I'm like, dude, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was a thing. So now
I'm pretty sure my uncle, my dad's brother, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure when he was a kid, like when they're going to Michigan and they would go over a bridge, he would like get underneath like the car seat trying to push him, like how much he hated bridges. But yeah, I like heights wise, like I don't mind heights to a certain extent. Like I was in a bucket like for when I was doing local 9 during the summer for a summer job. I could go up in a bucket, but like that Cliffs of Moher or anything higher than that, no way, I'm good. Like I wouldn't even want to go do the Sears Tower and stand on the glass. I couldn't do that. But go ahead. Sorry, Vince. I hijacked your top three again. No. You've been rubbing off on me. You've been rubbing off on me too much. So
go ahead. So my three hole is going to be if any time like I'm home just alone, I need to sleep in like the living room. I don't like being in like exterior parts of the house. I like have to be in like the center of the house. And like I've like tried going to bed, and even if like the dog's with me, I end up just like going back out and like sleep on the couch. I like have to be by the door.
So
just like it's like a phobia, I think, more of maybe like a like scared of something. But
who sleeps closest to the door in your room?
I do.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought maybe you'd be the opposite side. So it'd be like, oh, they get Shelly first, you know, type deal thing. I didn't know.
No, Jax is in the first room. So he's
yeah, he's first gone. Yeah.
First bedroom. And then number two is like mice and rats. And we first moved in for a couple of years. We'd have mice in our like attic in the wintertime. And I would go up there and like just toss some baits, like some little chunks, but also some like snap traps. And I was getting a little braver for like a little while because the 1 year it was like sort of bad. So I would like go up there and like look around a little bit. I would put the baits down. And then the one day, like one came out of the insulation and looked me like eye to eye. And I like jumped down off the ladder and like slammed the door there. Like, and ever since then, like I am still scared of mice. I just like, I hate it. I got a little taste of like bravery. When that thing was eye to eye with me, I was like, see ya. And that's the two hole. The one hole is, you know, we have to bring golf into this somehow. You know, I'll shank shots from now and then. It's that next shot that's after a shank. Like, I'm just like scared to death. Like, butt cheeks are like clamped as tight as they could be. And you don't know where that next one's going. So like if I shank one, like it is scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's a great call, actually. I'm kind of pissed that I didn't have that in my list because that next shot literally is a ton of fear. Mm-hmm. Mine are, well, besides my three hole, the other two are a little not dark, but a different way with this. But anyways, number three, I'm right there with you, Rob. Snakes. I can't stand them. I came across that one video. It's probably like a year old, but it's in like Bangkok or something like that, and the ceiling falls through and there's four massive anacondas just living up in the ceiling. I almost had a heart attack. Number two is like a deadly car crash for whatever reason. The last like 10 years of my life, I'll just wake up in these like very vivid dreams of just like in a car accident. I don't know. Super weird. And then number one is suffocating. And it probably has a lot to do with PJ, my older brother, one of my older brothers, either putting a pillow over my face when I was very young. but more so, it's more so like being buried alive, suffocating.
Sure.
And just gasping for air and not being able to breathe. That scares the shit out of me.
Well, that's like go ahead, Robert.
I was gonna say that's like those videos you see of those guys that go into the mountains, or they go try crawling through, you know, the caves and how they get smaller and smaller. Then like there's water in there and they're videoing themselves, and you're like, why would you think this was fun to do to begin with? And then they get stuck, and then you're like, okay, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of, did you guys ever watch that documentary on Netflix? It was big, maybe like a year and a half ago. About the soccer team from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. If you haven't watched that documentary, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. They were stuck in there for like 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got rescued. But it's super good.
I didn't see the documentary, but I remember that happening.
The way that they got these kids out was unbelievable. I don't know if you want a spoiler or not, but it's just something that isn't normal to do. Let's just say that, especially with kids at a young age. And I'll just leave it at that. And then I'll let you watch the documentary. It's wild. But that wraps up another episode. Way better than a Saturday morning episode. I'll tell you that much. Until next time, gentlemen, we'll see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway, boys.
See you guys in the fairway.